wanted to share a thought for this week's parsha, Parsha's Emor, an idea from the Emes Yaakov, from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. The parsha deals with the various tumas and how careful Kohanim have to be in their conduct in the Beis HaMikdash and elsewhere. And one aspect is who they can be metame for by an avel. Ki im l'she'era hakarev a love le'imo ula'aviv. Le'imo ula'aviv. Usually you say kibet ava'im. Quite often as the father comes before the mother. We know by Yira the mother comes from the father, and Rashi's explanation there, because people are more afraid of your father. Wait till your father comes home versus the mother. And here is a fascinating approach. Chazal brings down, v'tzorach loma, why over here is one versus the other, why the mother is first, v'tzorach loma, kimosha darshu b'toras kohanim, denokat hakosav kederech lozu asu. Not only this, but even more so. Not only a mother, but even a father. Not only that, even a brother, even a sister. Sherei vaday dehen kodman la'ach. Venoka lozu ima shehi vados, not only the mother who's vadoyas, is for sure the mother, elo afilu she'ena vaday mutala l'tumas, even one who's not even 100%, it's a suffix, you know, just, the father is a suffix. It's a famous story. You never know the stories if they're really accurate, but it could be accurate. And I think it was Beryl Wine who once said, even if they're not true, it's a nice story to tell over because it should be true. This is a story of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik when he was younger. So the father heard that the mother was asking Reb Chaim to get her a glass of water. So that's how it works in the Soloveitchik home. They're always testing you. They're always testing you to see if you're thinking. And so Reb Chaim's father said, get me a glass of water. And Reb Chaim goes to get a cup of water and gives it to the father. And then he gets a cup of water from the mother. And his father asks, How did you do that? I am a suffek, and your mother is a vaday. And Reb Chaim says, Inachinami, but it's not kibud av aim for me to treat you like a suffek. See here too, the mother is a vaday, your father is a suffek. Ulaficha b'chahai gavda shakosu bola esor. In this instance, when the pasuk comes to aser, ukedil halon gabi kohen gadol v'nazir, hari harabusa lehefer. Here is just the opposite. Kolomar lozu avim she'ena matami lo shaharehu ena vaday. Not only this, the father who's not a vaday, elafilu imo shehi vaday, is afo became lo yitra. Even so, you shouldn't be matami. Lochen kan bekoin hedyet shebo lahata noket imo bereisha. And therefore, by the kohen, a regular kohen, we go in the matzah first to the woman, to the mother. Not only a vaday, even a suffik. Ulech ori yesh levar. Me'eza tam nechshav shlo aviv lo yitam b'pnei she'enu vaday. Try to understand this. Ha'im hu enu aviv harei ha'ben mamzer. It's not so simple. If the father is not the vaday father, then the child's a mamzer. Ve'enu kohen klal. U'mehechei teizim l'lesor. So what's the answer of this? No, he's not a kohen. So chloma de zevadai shekivin she'anu somchen b'chol ha'torah ala chazaka. So now comes Reb Yaakov and introduces an idea that is so important in halacha, and I think it's very important during these weeks of Sfira to teach us a lesson of an idea how to deal with each other. The entire Torah is built upon this notion. It's a chazakah. And without a rationale, wouldn't have come into our mind to mi'asaret. The Torah lowers them or seeks to understand or understands the intelligence, the emotions of a man. Shakosha Allah Miblilahi Tomes the Krov of Ela. It's impossible. It's so difficult for him not to be Matame himself to these Krovim. How many people do you hear now? It's so difficult, the fact that you couldn't be with your loved ones at the very last moments in the hospital. And therefore the Torah was matir because of his feelings. The kibun shekein efshar shehagash mischashev im hoda'as hapshuta. And therefore it is possible that the feelings mischashev, it comes into a hodah, a simple hodah to them, a simple giving in to them. And I'll explain. Ubiyemase shamad lafichach hemtziu chazal shedin avelus noheg be'elak rovim. Chazal brought out that these avelus are noheg with these krovim. Mishum dekiven dehetira hatara letumos akarchach shenefasha shel adam dehava elu. Since the Torah starts with the tummy, if you can be metame yourself for them, because the Torah was allow you to be metame for them, it also speaks in general cloud for all of us how we react to our korovim. O Yosef Nachash Chazal, Tolu Ha'Avelus Berikshe Adam. Or better yet to say, Chazal we're saying is the Avelus, they were Tolidus in the emotion and the feelings of man. Shaharei kamo b'simcha amu yom echad le'inyin amana v'gimel ulebsula. I'm sorry, the amana l'gimel ulebsula zayin v'yachakach lamed le'inyin minias imtachshitin v'yivchein im omar machmas halula kamochein ba'avelis yeshna gamkein avelis yom aleph gimel yamim zayim and lamed v'yibes chadash. And similarly, we also have this idea by Avelus of one day. The first day was the Daraisa, and then you have this, and then you have the 3 days, the 7 days, the 11, the 30 days, 12 months. Heim l'tov, v'heim l'motov. In other words, each one focuses on the needs of the individual. V'habir inyan zeh shehatorah mischashevus im haseichel hanoshi, and this idea that the Torah mischashevus, it takes into account the human intellect, the human desires. Afa bisha eina emes la'amita. Even though it may not be 100% accurate, true, scientifically true. Nira levara behektam diya divri hatosib erevim. So what he said until now is, first of all, the Torah formulates quite often its mitzvos because it understands the needs of man. And Chazal expand this idea when it came to Avelus, it comes to Simchas of Nesuin, of understanding just as, what was the idea, what was the rationale that the Torah says you can be metame. You can be metame for the Krovim, the Kohanim can be metame for the Krovim, because it was a natural instinct of what man solely desires, to be with the Krovim. To be with the Krovim their last minute, and then to give them the proper covered of burial. And these are your parents and your brothers and your sisters and your children. Chas v'shalom. But now he's going to expand it in the general understanding of Achrei Rabbim Lahatos, going by your majority of decision. The Shambi Gemara Isa, in Gemara and Erevin, the Yotz, the Baskol, the Halacha Kebeis Hillel. A basko came out that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, b'chol makom. Ula achar habasko shuv ein la'asos k'divrei Beis Shammai. And after the basko, we cannot paskin, you cannot follow Beis Shammai. V'hikshu shamat halsos, madu kaim ilon k'basko zu. Why do we follow this basko, v'lo kaim ilon k'basko sh'omro, sh'halacha k'rebi yelezer, k'neged rebi yeshua v'chayverov, v'chayverov b'perek ha'zohav. It's also found in brachas. V'teres of Zeh Lashono. D'hasam hoisa k'neged rabim v'hatora omra achri rabim lahatos. Here, Beis Hillel was in the majority. And the Torah says, achri rabim lahatos. Aval hocha adarabah Beis Hillel haba ruba d'lo hushachol baskol elu mishum d'beis shami charif etvei. Usually, you say about majority versus minority, he says, but here there is another issue here. You needed a baskol. because Beishame here were Harifim. They were much more Charif. They were like deeper understanding of the Halacha. It's a notion of Beishame was more correct. V'divrehim tzrichim b'yir. If you tell me you go by majority decision, even negative harifim, the ones who were more knowledgeable, who were being able to be more chorav to come to it closer to the truth. So why does the basko work? V'nir b'vir d'vrehim api masha b'arti b'arichas b'chidushay la'el b'chidushay la'el b'parshas b'reishas. The Hatorah masra lono is hamidah shahatorah nenretches al yideh. And the Torah gave us over the midas, the way, the calculations of how to be dorish the Torah. V'yideh osan hamidos on a poskin kol suffix shenola lono be'ez halacha. And through those formulas, we decide, we poskin every halacha. Ve'ein lo l'dayin masha ein avros, and a dayin can only make a decision based what he sees. Uchisha halolu mezaken avsho ha'emes la'mito shuchayv, and when they decide, because this is all they were given, this evidence, even though they know that the person is probably chayiv, and nevertheless they don't have the proof. Mikol makom im harov mezaken harei hu zakai. If the majority of the besin says that he is innocent, then he's innocent. Apidin Torah Hakadosha to Achri Rabbim Lahatos. V'yav she'efshar shehamid kiven la'amito ha'emes. Even though it could be that the minority is actually correct, is true. Mikol makom haTorah masra lanu is hadin. Eich she'nidrosh api haseichel hanoshi. Nevertheless, the Torah gave it over to the Chachamim. How to make a decision based on what? The human psyche. V'ayim b'yam shel Shlomo, ech shebir hoda amrim gemara elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chayim. V'hinei be'erivin. And the Gemara in Erivin says, gimel shanim nechlugu b'shamei b'yitzilol, halalu amrim halacha k'mon seinim, halalu amrim halacha k'mon seinim. They're arguing back and forth, once the halacha is like me, once it's the halacha is like you. Yotza baskam v'amra elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chayim. They're both right. But halacha is beis hillel. Halacha is like beis hillel. Ulecharem maishna mikol pelukta detanoi o amaroi shavade kolechad omer shalacha kamosa. So wait, this is how always it is about halachas. Of course, I think I'm right. Umaishna machlokas beisham and beis hillel. The mashma dekan haysim levad kol machloksam gam machlokas acheres shahalolo omrim halacha kamosenu v'halolo omrim halacha kamosenu. Vanira levaris. He said this is the pshat. Dibiemes hoisakan machlokas chadasha, new machlokas. He clawless, and this is a general, this is a universal machlokas. Milvad kol prate dinim she nechaklu bechol haTorah kula. She beishame omrim halacha kemoseinu, beis hillel omrim halacha kemoseinu. On top of all of those machloksim, kloma she nechaklu hechat de yeshne rov amid, elisha hamidu charut fei. But when the miyat is far greater, is charif, far more astute, far more knowledgeable, the beishamay azay basa charifim, umishim da hacharif yochel lechavin yosel emes lamita. Why? Because it must be that those individuals can come closer to the absolute truth. Ubeis hillel sabri dazlinim basa seichel anoshi. Beis hillel says no. You follow the Seichel HaNoshi, the human intellect, the human feelings, the human psyche. V'av sheze einu amitas ha'emes, even though it's not absolute truth. Avo mekivan shelefi ha'seichel ha'noshi nira, shekein hu ha'emes. But since the human psyche, the human intellect, the human ba'asher hu sham, to him it seems to be true, Hare Hadin ka osa harov. We follow him. Ulafiza ninta de la beshame the olam yeshashkiach babasko. Shari habasko bavada hanoho emes amita. He knows the basko means it's a form of nevuah. They know what's the correct answer. Bekivin de beplukta zunifsika halacha das linen basa hasechel anoshi gamla das beshamein. Imkein akein istan the misa kedivri beisil b'manavshach. Dilid hu holi olam hilchasukavaisu. We always follow Beis Hillel, ube shamei holid hu mashkichim b'basko. We follow the basko. Efshar and anisen de lefi muskam be'emes nechliku gamkein b'perke ishe nesarmala in the Gemara in Ksuvas, we learned it on Shabbos. Kates and Maratim of the Hakal, and Beis Hillel says, Sarva de Yomer, Kala, no, the Chasuda. And Beis Shabbai says, Yesh Besav Shah Shekh, what do you mean? Shah's so pretty! Shah's so pretty! How am I going to say she's Kala, no? Much of my uncle is the Gabbai, but I won't tell the story. Hainu de Beis Shabbai, Sarva de Bishum, Ofen, Otsalish, Nosme, Emes, Lamito. Repetitions, you can never tell a lie. You have to stick to the truth. But Lachay, Nafilu, Em Echad, Konav, Mekach Roman Hashuk Asul Lishavkin. Someone gets buys the wrong thing, or buys something that's not worth it. I used to joke with my father-in-law was always like this. I had a cousin over Shalom Benny, who it was a joke because he came from Israel. And he used to say, "Let's go bring him down to the Lower East Side." Whenever he went shopping on his own, whatever he got, it could have been the greatest deal. He could have gotten a brand new Brooks Brothers suit for $100. I always said, "Ugh, I wish you told me before. I could have got a few for $94. It would just drive him nuts." Right? So you can't. You're not allowed to do that. But Beis Shammai is saying, "Shaharei lefiya emes amitas harezu mekachra." Even if it was, if he bought something for $200, right? You can't, you know, just, yeah, I don't know why he spent so much. It was always cheaper. Basilis Arvid, he came into the Olam Be'inash to Hey Dato Shaladam Uvevitz and Mabrias. Now, Basilis says, you have to understand the other person's feelings. You have to understand what he needs. Uvevitz and Mabrias to be intertwined with all of creation and all of the barriers, all of the creations. Imkein einzen nechshav l'sheker. Therefore, it's not considered sheker. Because the overriding concern was to find a way to make that individual feel good about themselves. V'hainu shetzorach l'schashev ma'emesh rikshei ha'adam. Truth always has to be used with the rishi, with the feelings of man. V'navin l'fi zeh, now I understand. Ma de'isa b'sifrei kabbalah de li'asad lovo. Ti'posek halacha k'beis shammai. Now I understand in the future, we're going to paskin like beis shammai. V'hayne m'shum d'rak ba'olameinu t'richim anu l'schashev ha'emes. Only in our world do we have to look, his chashev, emes has to be not absolute. Sometimes truth has to be a little bit intertwined with the needs of man. Haniras a robe b'nei adam. Avil asid lovo, sha'az teskala ha'emes, but in the future, when we will see the truth, ha'mises, bevadei tiyeh halacha b'nei shamay. Today's daf is talking to Shmuel. Shmuel says there's no difference between our time and the times of Yimei HaMashiach. L'shib and Malchius. Tosus also points out over there in other Mepharshim, not only simply Shib and Malchius, but also there will be a Beis HaMikdash. It's also going to be Hashra Shrina, a greater understanding. There's the one Chazon Ish and Rav Kook both said that today there's no such thing as a Mumalahachas. Why is there no Mumalahachas? One idea is no Mumalahachas because we don't have the ability to give Tochacha. Why don't we have the ability to have tochacha? Because tochacha is very difficult. Tochacha has to come from the heart. Tochacha has to come from not for the reason I'm giving you tochacha, because that what you're doing is against my beliefs. Quite often that's what happens in Musar. Getting something off our chest. You're not upset at the other person because they're not following the Divrei Hashem. You're upset because they're not following your way of life. It has to be 100% pure. And if you don't do it pure, then the person has to understand why he doesn't listen to you. And therefore, it can't be mochmur melahachas. He's not fighting against the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's like a tinnik shenishba. And the same idea also is this, because the lack of hashvaras hashchina, the yetzahara is so prevalent, is since I don't have the hashvara, I'm not sure what the emes is. I'm not sure. And therefore, and therefore there can't be a mumla hachas today. I think this is very important, this idea of understanding the human feelings, human regushim, to understand human frailty. And perhaps that is the whole notion of why we, the fighting of the Tamidim of Bnei, of Rabbi Akiva, the children of Rabbi Akiva. I'm sorry, the students of Rabbi Akiva. The concept of what we're learning during this time of Sfira is to bring Achlus, to bring Klal Yisrael closer together. And how we deal and how we function with people who disagree with us. We have to understand there is the MS, there's an absolute truth, and then there is not an absolute truth. There are people who are making mistakes in their decisions. For whatever reason, they have maybe their hashkafa, there's some problem, their understanding of the pure hashkafa. Whatever the reason is, but what we're learning over here is Beis Hillel is giving a statement to us. The Torah was speaking to our generation. The Torah was speaking to the generations before Yemei HaMashiach, when the Harshrar Sashchina is just not as powerful as it will be later on. When people are failing in their understanding of Kodesh Baruch Hu, his Ratzon, what he wants from us. And just as Rav Kook and the Chazon Ish were saying, there's no such thing as a Mumala Hachas today. So we too have to find a way to understand in our machlokas with other people who disagree with our hashkafa, how to speak with them, how to convince them of what we perceive to be the more correct way. And when we don't do that, when we're acting like a Beis Shammai in this world, the Baskel is saying, halacha is not like Beis Shammai. It's not like Beis Shammai. Just because you're correct does not mean that's how we're going to function today. You can be correct, but it's not for our generation. There has to be greater understanding. There has to be greater a feeling to call Beis Yisrael. We have to understand more and take to it, what does it mean, a Tinek Shenishba? What does it mean of a group of people who really have no knowledge? And I think the Tinek Shenishba should not be limited only to those individuals who mamish have no Jewish education, no Torah education. Many years ago, we invited a colleague of mine from work. I said, why don't you come over for the Seder? We were having Seder in the Upper West Side by my in-laws. And he says, okay, great, you know, I'd love to come. I'll bring the beer. I said, no, don't bring anything. Don't bring beer. Don't bring anything to the Seder. And at the Seder, you realize, I couldn't believe he said, who was Abraham? Mamish didn't even know who Abraham was. I think the idea of Tinu Shenishba is not simply limited to such an individual. I think Tinu Shenishba is somewhat of a universal concept for so many of us. Without the Hashras Hashina, there's so much doubt, which is in all of our hearts, in all of our minds. And there are some who have greater doubt than others, and some have the, such a munas b'Hashem. But I'm saying that many of us still have certain lack of a munas chachamim, a munas kodesh baruch hu. We just don't get it. We don't understand what we're going through. And to those individuals, when we enter into a conversation, I truly believe what we're saying now to this zman is that we have to enter into a conversation k'midas beis hillel. It may not be absolute truth in how we speak to someone, but we have to always take into consideration the rikshams, the understandings, the feelings of the Adam, ba'asher husham, where they are at this moment, in order to be makar of them to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Have a good Shabbos.